KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, upper 50s, around 60. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, becoming sunny, mid-60s, with wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, 42. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies with temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 50.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA announcing some changes to help halt the declining land enrollment numbers in the Conservation Reserve Program. Agency set a goal of enrolling up to 4 million new acres in CRP and taking steps to give producers more incentive to enroll their eligible land. Ag Secretary Vilsack talked about the agency's goals of expanding CRP.
We recently announced the expansion of our Conservation Reserve Program, looking forward to adding 4 million acres to that program. Those 4 million acres will allow us to essentially store 3.6 million metric tons of CO2 equivalent, prevent 90 million pounds of nitrogen entering into our waterways, and ensuring that 33 million tons of sediment and topsoil are preserved for productive agriculture.
He says CRP rental rates are going up.
We're going to utilize the opportunity to increase rental rates with a focus on highly erodible lands. The expansion of pilot projects that have worked well, the SHIP program up in the upper Midwest, the Clean 30 program that has been utilized in the Chesapeake Bay and Great Lakes, will now be expanded nationally throughout the entire 50 states. We'll utilize incentives for climate smart practices, and we will also provide more resources for technical assistance through NRCS as a result of this expansion effort.
USDA will also make more funding available to help establish conservation projects.
We're also announcing $330 million to be funded and to be invested in 85 rural conservation partnership program projects in 45 states and over 8 critical conservation areas. This resource will help to leverage and attract an additional $400 million into these projects with a focus on drought relief, enhanced soil health, and expansion of wildlife habitat.
The NRCS will also be making funding available to help further promote rural conservation efforts.
A companion effort on the part of NRCS is to announce a series of conservation innovation grants, $25 million, which will be focused on innovation trials. A significant percentage of that will be invested in soil health practices.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Democrat Governor Laura Kelly yesterday vetoed the Republican measure that would have made Kansas the latest state with a GOP-controlled legislature to ban transgender athletes from girls' and women's school sports. And legislative supporters of the bill say they will try to override the veto to make it law in the state of Kansas.
We were very close. We had a couple of people who passed on the original vote. We will do everything we can to hit 27 in the Senate and...
limit. And I'm sure Senator Erickson is going to carry on with whatever mission she thinks she's on.
Kansas is among more than 20 states in the nation that have considered such a ban this year. At American Network News.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lots, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock K996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. Negative equity applied to the loan balance. Would approve credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
Kansas counties are increasingly allowing people to walk in to get the coronavirus vaccine without an appointment as interest wanes. In the Lawrence area, mass vaccination clinics, which had been immunizing nearly 700 people per hour at their peak, are coming to an end next week. They'll be replaced next month with five-day periods of drive-through clinics that will deliver 200 to 300 vaccinations a day to people without being scheduled in advance. The health department in Johnson County also opened mass vaccination clinics in Lenexa to walk-ins on Wednesday and Thursday. In the Wichita area, appointments will not be needed starting on Monday this coming week to get the vaccination at the former downtown library. Wyandotte County also opened up its three clinics to people who don't have any appointments. In other news, a federal jury has found a black Kansas firefighter was subjected to racial discrimination, then fired in retaliation for his complaints. The Kansas City Star reports that jurors on Thursday this week ordered the unified government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City to pay Jan Harris more than $2.43 million for back pay, future pay, and compensatory damages. At American Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A proposal to cap Nebraska's property tax increase at 3% stalled in the legislature amid fierce opposition from allies of local governments who cast it as an attack on local control. Supporters of the bill fell 4 votes short of the 33 needed to overcome a filibuster. The measure would have applied to school districts, counties, community colleges, and other local governments that collect property taxes. A political party focused on legalizing marijuana can now run candidates and claim registered voters in Nebraska after it gained official state recognition. Secretary of State Bob Evnen says the Legal Marijuana Now party has met the requirements to qualify as a political party. More than 10,000 signatures were collected over 4 years to gain party status. Approximately 6,800 signatures were needed. And weather forecasters saying Nebraska weekend weather returning to more normal temperatures. Mid-America Network News.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all at one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We're now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Pawnee Mental Health Services has launched a new website at Pawnee.org. The site features videos with clients, online client registration, and resources on mental health issues, including suicide. Visitors to the site can also register for community outreach classes, such as mental health, first aid, parenting, and divorce and children's needs workshops. Pawnee Mental Health serves residents of 10 northeast Kansas counties, including Marshall and Washington. This is one of 26 private, not-for-profit community mental health centers in the state. Pawnee Mental Health provides a full range of mental health and substance use recovery services provided regardless of ability to pay. In fiscal year 2020, Pawnee employed about 250 staff members and served almost 7,000 adults throughout the 10-county service area. Again, you can find the new website at pawnee.org. The Kansas Forest Service offers low-cost tree and shrub seedlings for use in conservation plantings. Plants are 1 to 2 years old, and sizes vary from 5 to 18 inches depending upon species. Orders are accepted through the first full week in May. Approved uses include habitat. They may not be used for landscape,
plantings are grown for resale. All items are sold in units. Each single-species unit consists of 25 plants. For additional information, contact your local County Extension office. Kansas Farm Bureau is recognizing sesquicentennial farms in conjunction with its annual Century Farm Program. The Century Farm Program honors farms who have owners or operators related to the original farm owner-operator for 100 years by December 31st, 2021. The sesquicentennial farm recognition goes beyond that to farms in the same family for 150 years. Deadline for consideration to be part of the 2021 programs is May 15th. Additional details available on the Kansas Farm Bureau website. Gary Zarbenicki, age 82, formerly of Marysville, passed away February 19th. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gary Zarbenicki. Marilyn Borgerding, age 78, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. Monica, St. Elizabeth Church. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Borgerding.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level system that is bringing some scattered rain showers across the central parts of the Midwest will continue to push off towards the east. Otherwise, in our area, just cloudy skies for this Friday into tonight, but a high-pressure system builds across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing us beautiful weather for the weekend into the early parts of next week with mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures, even into the upper 80s as we head into Monday. So across the area, cloudy skies, upper 50s, around 60. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, 40. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming sunny. Temperatures in the mid-60s with one gust at 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 40s. As we head into Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, mid-70s. Sunday night, mostly clear at 56 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Twin Valley Developmental Services is hosting a drive-through potato bar and bake sale today at the Waterville Firehouse, serving 11 to 1 and 4 until 7. Baked potatoes with a choice of toppings, sloppy joes, as well as homemade cherry or blueberry kolaches. Again, at the Waterville Firehouse today from 11 to 1 and 4 until 7. They're also hosting an online auction for a KU cornhole game, outdoor patio heater, barbecue bundle, and 50-50 drawing. Bid online at charityauction.bid/springrelief. All proceeds benefit Twin Valley Developmental Services.
Coming down the runway now from Reflections Hallmark is a crochet cardigan with fringe trim. Absolutely says spring. Perfectly accessorized with an aqua crossbody bag and silver earrings. The entire Reflections clothing and accessories line this spring has just been stunning. You won't want to miss out on this collection. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature, mid-April, 70, record high on this date, 97. The average low, 45, and the record low, 27. Sunset this evening, 8:12. Sunrise in the morning, 6:39.
It's a day for your kids to learn how you keep a roof over their heads. We explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 23rd, the 113th day of the year. Actress and cooking show host Valerie Bertinelli was born today, and in 1564, William Shakespeare was born and then died on the same day 52 years later. It is National Take Your Child to Work Day. It started in New York City in 1992 and was originally just for daughters. It became such a popular concept that in 2003, it was changed to incorporate sons, too. Over 3.5 million companies in the U.S. take part, encouraging employees to bring their kids to job shadow them for the day. However, the COVID-19 pandemic postponed the day last year, and this year many companies are promoting a virtual celebration. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about Almanac for Kids at almanac.com.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
When severe storms approach, tune to Kia DY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on Kia DY, service of these community sponsors.
When damage to your home is weighing heavy on your heart, you need a rapid-responding professional restoration company you can trust. Rainbow International Restoration of Marysville is here to lift you up. Our experience, advanced equipment, technology, and commitment to excellence and customer satisfaction make us unparalleled in our field. For questions or emergencies during this storm season, stay calm, pick up your phone, and call Rainbow International Restoration, 562-2501.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. NJCAA action from Hutchinson yesterday. The Cali College Tigers pulled off a miraculous comeback in a 105-101 win over number one seed Mineral Area yesterday in the Elite Eight of the NJCAA Division I National Tournament. The Tigers trailed by 18 points at halftime and by 25 early in the second half before rallying back to outscore Mineral Area 62-40 in the second half in the four-point win. With the win, Cali advances to the Final Four, where they'll face the winner of the game between 4th seed John A. Logan College and 13th seed Ranger College. The next game to be played today at 5 p.m. The Kansas City Royals kick off a four-game series that gets underway today with the Detroit Tigers. First pitch in that action this evening at 6:10. And if you missed it earlier this week, NFL owners approved eliminating overtime in preseason games. Mid-America Network Sports.
News.
your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Time for baseball and single game tickets to Wichita Wind Surge games go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at windsurge.com and at the box office from 10 a.m. until 2 tomorrow. Opening week at Riverfront Stadium is May 11th through the 16th. NFL, Alex Smith retiring from the National Football League after making an improbable comeback from a broken leg. Smith announced his retirement this week on Instagram, saying he still has plenty of snaps left in him, but he's calling it quits to enjoy time with his family. He turns 37 next month. Smith earned AP Comeback Player of the Year honors for getting back on the field last season, 2 years removed from his gruesome injury that required 17 operations. And Kansas Governor Laura Kelly yesterday vetoed a Republican measure that would have made Kansas the latest state with a GOP-controlled legislature to ban transgender athletes from girls' and women's school sports. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Frogs are important members of our ecosystem. They help manage insect pests that attack our gardens, support medical research, and indicate the quality of our environment. Take some time this month to find ways to support the frogs in your community. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Frogs are sensitive to changes in the environment. Being careful about how we manage our landscapes and trash can help our frog populations. Keep trash and chemicals out of our waterways. Contaminated water entering the storm sewers often makes its way through forests and grasslands and eventually wetlands. These are all prime frog habitats. Do, however, leave rocks, leaf litter, and logs near the edge of ponds. Plant grasses and other non-invasive plants along the shoreline. All of this provides shelter for the frogs. Reduce or eliminate chemical use in the landscape, and don't flush medicines down the toilet. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The events we experience as a child can have a big impact on our future. That was the case for Sam, so much so that he turned them into books still widely read over a century later. His story of country life along the river is this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In the fall of 1846, young Samuel Clemens, who many know as Mark Twain, moved across the street from the family home in Hannibal to live above Grant's drugstore. Dr. Grant took in the family to live with them when Samuel's dad went bankrupt. Unfortunately, things would get worse for the family.
In the early spring of 1847, Mr. Clemens rode to Palmyra by horseback, and on the way back was caught in a sleet storm and developed pneumonia and died in one of the rooms of this house.
Henry Sweets is the curator of the Mark Twain Boyhood Home and Museum, which also oversees Grant's drugstore.
Shortly after Mr. Clemens died, Mrs. Clemens was able to collect some debts owed to her husband and move the family back into what we call the boyhood home.
Samuel Clemens was 12 years old at the time. He reflected on those months spent with the Grant family when his father passed.
In his autobiography, he has several stories about living with the Grant family. Dr. Grant got in a sword fight out on the street with another man, and one of my favorite phrases, Dr. Grant was brought home multifariously punctured. And multifariously means in many different ways.
The boy remembered many events from this town. They became a part of his book, still widely read today.
When we take a look at Tom Sawyer, it wasn't written as a biography, but the school that he attended, the church he attended, all the landmarks he describes are here. And such things as the killing of Boggs by Colonel Sherburne and Huckleberry Finn is based on a real murder that took place here in town while he was here. So he was a very good observer and had an excellent memory.
Grant's Drugstore, the Mark Twain Boyhood Home, and much more are open to visitors today. Traveling the Countryside in Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property and real estate auction for the family of Alan Stern Saturday, April 24th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 743 Cherokee Road, northwest of Marysville. Selling a 22 cubic foot refrigerator, a mini fridge, tools including a lathe, bandsaw, jigsaw, compound miter saw, radial arm saw, roller tool chest. Items selling at 11 a.m. include a John Deere X310 riding mower, 42-inch, 5x8-foot metal utility trailer, 45-gallon pool boom sprayer, Home Light 5600, 11.5-horse generator, plus several guns. Real estate sells at noon. This modern three-bedroom, one-bath home with partial basement and large addition is on rural water and sits on three-quarter of an acre tract. This personal property and real estate auction for the family of Alan Stern begins Saturday, 10 a.m. From Marysville, go north 8 miles on 77 to Valone Elm Corner, then a mile and a half west. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
There may be a lot of beautiful trees in your grove, but that doesn't mean you can't have a few more. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Try planting new trees from seed as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Find
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Maple tree seedlings sprouting up wherever the seeds decide to land in our yard. I've never tried to deliberately plant trees from seeds, but it might be fun to try out a new species that way. Botanist and author John Ambrose says every tree seed requires unique conditions to germinate, so you have to think like a tree.
A tree that's producing fruit late in the summer or early fall, it's going to be a disadvantage if those seeds germinate right away. So they have a dormancy, especially in the northern climates. That may also be true in dry climates where the seeds may be produced at the end of the wet season, and if they start to germinate then, they're going to die because there's a drought coming. So trees have these various strategies.
This means you have to provide the dormancy period they require before anything will grow. A simple way to do it is by putting the seeds in moist materials such as peat moss, vermiculite, or sand, and then stick them in the fridge. Most tree seeds should be chilled for 3 to 4 months at 35 to 40 degrees. Sow the seeds in well-drained material. Maintaining high humidity and warmth is crucial for germination. Some seeds require a flip-flop of this procedure. The warmth first, then cold. It may take a while before you see results.
In something like a willow or a poplar, they germinate almost immediately within a few days, and you need to get the conditions just right, moisture and exposure to sun and that sort of thing. But other species, you might plant a seed and nothing will happen for a full year. Just put them in a pod, and if you have a cold frame, wait the year or so and they'll come up.
It takes a very mature tree to produce seeds. Look for trees that are at least 30 years old. Learn more about growing trees from seed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
How beautiful the feet. husband and I have different interior decorating styles. I'm more of a farmhouse chic, and he likes modern with a touch of tradition. Either way, we have to communicate effectively with one another every time we redecorate. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, communicating effectively with your spouse when it comes to finances is even more important than aligning on what lamps to buy for the end tables. As a couple, you should carve out time on a regular basis to look at your financial strategy. Think about how your faith and your finances are aligning. It's also important to keep an eye on what debt you're taking in and how saving for retirement's going. In some cases, it's helpful to bring in a third party. Consider sitting down with a financial professional to discuss where you're at currently and where you want to go as a family in the future. So support one another and make decisions that will honor God in the process. It will help you achieve financial clarity, helping you live a life of meaning and gratitude.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
How trees can help us combat the effects of climate change. Up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep pollinator safety in mind as you plant treated seed this spring. Here's Stephanie Darnell, Seed Treatment Stewardship Manager for BASF.
To help protect pollinators and wildlife as farmers take to the field, be sure to read and follow the label, observe the wind speeds and direction, and eliminate flowering plants in and next to the field prior to planting. Reach out to beekeepers in the area and work together to keep the bees and crops healthy.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. While we've focused a lot on agriculture's role in mitigating the impact of climate change, let's not forget the role of the forest industry. Dave Tenney, CEO and founding president of the National Alliance of Forest Owners, says private working forests in the U.S. are offsetting 15% of the industrial greenhouse gas emissions today.
Because we are responding to markets, we're managing our forests so that we have more trees than the market actually needs, because you're always anticipating future demand. Those trees then are growing at a better and faster and more resilient rate than they ever have. Now, we also have to pay attention not just to the commodities of the tree or the products that we're producing, but we also have to pay attention to the environment. And that's a huge part of what we focus on.
Tenney says forest growers and managers help store carbon as they do business.
If that marketplace wants more 2x4s, we produce more 2x4s. If it wants more pulp for paper and packaging products, we can do that. If it wants bioenergy, we can do that. We have gotten really good over the years as a very mature industry in our nation at responding to the market signals that are out there, what society wants. Now, in the process of doing that, we're also taking care of the land.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, we still have issues with drought in parts of the western United States, and the White House is forming an interagency working group that will address the worsening drought conditions in some parts of our country. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack explains the setup includes many groups and many different agencies.
Make sure that we're taking a look at the full range and suite of assistance that we can provide
to producers and to make sure that we do this in an interagency process to make sure it's not just the USDA, but we make sure that other departments that potentially have equities here are brought into the process.
Vilsack says the interagency group will not only address short-term drought assistance, but also long-term drought resiliency. The White House setting up a drought interagency working group. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at abilenemachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at kscorn.com. Cooler temperatures in the air have resulted in cooler soil temperatures as well, but we're warming back up. The eastern two-thirds of Kansas, 48 to 51 degrees. This is a 2-inch soil temperature. And western Kansas, 46 to 49 degrees. We're a shade cooler in the far northwest and a shade warmer in the far southwest. Most of the main body of Oklahoma is at 51 to 55 degrees, running a shade warmer in the south, approaching 60 degrees once again there. And in the panhandle and in the far northwest counties of Oklahoma, still a little on the chilly side, 49 to 51 degrees will be the rule there. Warming up temperature-wise into the 80s by the time we get to the weekend, and well, the last week of April should see some warming soil temperatures as well. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Sunflowers provide growers with an excellent opportunity for profit potential, according to Carl Esbig, former president of the National Sunflower Association and a farmer from Lindsberg, Kansas. He says the changes in lifestyle have increased sunflower usage.
Bird feeding, if you will, has gotten huge. Everybody's doing that, and the usage is really going out of sight. And we think that the carryover from this big crop is not going to help add to our bottom line as far as stocks go.
Well, he recommends growers do a crop budget.
Everybody needs to do a crop budget. Whenever I speak to a group, I always express my concern that we're not doing due diligence in our crop budget process. We look at corn, we look at soybeans, which are very viable products. Don't get me wrong there, because I raise those too also. But, you know, if you look at efficiencies, look at water usage, that's a big deal.
He says that includes everything it takes to grow a crop.
You know, look at your seed costs, look at your reduced fertilizer costs. Sunflowers require fairly decent amounts of nitrogen, but it is a proven fact through many years of research that phosphorus in sunflower plants is not required. Unless you have an extremely low testing soil for phosphorus, then you could put a little starter on or spread a little manure or whatever you're going to do. But when it comes down to it, nitrogen is number one. Then you throw in your herbicide cost.
He said performing a crop budget shows sunflowers are a good crop to grow.
Seed cost is dramatically less. What it turns out to be, when you really get down to it, sunflowers are very profitable. It's something we really, really need to take a hard look at.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements, and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
A key indicator of soil health is how many earthworms call your fields home. The most beneficial livestock you raise live in the soil on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
You're out in the field this spring, bring a shovel. Dig into the dirt and see how many earthworms, dung beetles, millipedes, and other beneficial subsoil creatures you bring up. If you find a bunch, consider yourself lucky. Eileen Kladivko is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. She says these organisms are more significant in overall soil health than most people realize.
Earthworms in particular help build soil porosity, so they can loosen the soil, they can mix the soil, they can build channels that will aid in water infiltration to get water into the soil, make channels that roots can grow in. Some of the other organisms, like dung beetles, of course, help incorporate organic material into the soil.
There are two main types of worms. Shallow dwellers, known as red worms, fish worms, and other names, live in the top 12 inches of soil and randomly burrow throughout the topsoil. The much larger night crawlers build vertical burrows that can extend down 5 to 6 feet or more. Kladivko recommends checking for the presence of earthworms in the spring or late fall when they're the most active.
If you're just wanting to get some idea out in your field, you can just take a shovel, and if every shovelful you have, you turn over 3 or 4 worms, then you're probably doing pretty good. If it takes you 10 shovels before you get a worm, then you're probably not doing very well.
Encourage earthworm populations by leaving a surface mulch of organic matter and as little tillage as possible. I'm Jody Hankey. Learn more about this herd of soil livestock and their benefits at agriculture.com.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're looking at some mixed numbers in our futures markets here as we go through the latter part of the day. On Friday, May corn is up a half a cent at 651. July corn down 1 1/4 at 630 1/4. We've seen pressure come and go on soybeans. Currently, May soybeans up 3 3/4 at 1537. July beans down 1 1/4 at 1513. So the pressure is still there lurking. May soybean meal is up 40 cents at 422.40. July's up 70 cents at 426. Bean oil is down. May's down 2 points at 62.47. July soybean oil is down 21 points at 58.74. So mixed numbers there as well. Kansas City wheat started off okay, got a little soft for a while. May KC wheat now up 3 at 670.5. July is up 3.5 at 678.25. Chicago wheat is down. Minneapolis wheat is up. Cotton seems to be doing reasonably well today. May cotton is up 272 points at 87.36. July's up 278 at 88.83. In the livestock complex, things have been bouncing around a good bit there as well, especially the front months on fat cattle. April live cattle down 52 at 117.80. June down a nickel at 115.80. All the back months are in the green, though, so maybe we'll turn that around before we get to the close. April feeders up 175 at 134 even. May feeders up 67 at 137.70. All the back months in feeder cattle are up by more than a dollar. Hogs are having a really strong day. May hogs at 109.07, that's up 162. June hogs at 105.70, that's up 215. So a pretty decent day for hogs, and for the most part, cattle are on the upside, except for the front months in fat cattle. April gold is down $6.50, currently at $1,774.70 an ounce. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
A full benefits package, including a pension plan, are waiting for you at Farmers Cooperative. There are several openings in the energy sector for delivery, truck technicians, tire warehouse, and more. Must have Class B CDL, hazmat preferred, but not required. You'll join a team that goes out of its way to help you succeed. Get more info by texting JOBS 2021 to 402-946-2211.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.